Good idea.
It's going to be a little headdress day. Is the headdress coming out tonight for this?
You're going to...
The big ceremonial one, not the one with just the one little feather in the back.
Call up Joe Carter and recreate that Sports Illustrated cover?
What a team that was.
You need the headdress that you used to wear on opening day.
Team that was.
Cleveland was going to go play.
330 homer guys on that team.
Break out the big...
Okay, who were they? Andre Thornton.
You're a little late there.
Who were the three?
The third was a current Ranger employee.
Brooke Jacoby.
That's right.
Expo.
So who was it? Was Andre Thornton one of them?
No, it was Joe Carter, Corey Snyder, and Brooke Jacoby.
Brooke Jacoby.
Each had 30 home runs in one year.
Yes, Brooke Jacoby.
And that was going to change...
No, not Mel Hall. A guy out here thought it was Mel Hall.
Nah, Mel Hall never had 30 home runs in a season.
No, but he had two batting gloves in each back pocket.
They would wave bye-bye to you as he...
That's right, as he circled the bases.
Trotted around the bases. I love Mel Hall. I think he's living in Denton now. I think that's the last word I got on Mel Hall. Yeah.
Is he banging North Texas State girls?
We used to have a funny...
Hey,
I can only hope.
Hey.
We used to have a funny drop of a guy talking about Denton.
Ian Craig Marsh is 48.
Hi, Craig.
I didn't think anybody would grab this.
Did Racer quit? Did he go home?
I'm
reading.
He's working on spares. The Human League. What's the Human League?
Keep feeling fascination.
Don't you want me? Don't you love me?
That song is a... beating.
Can you give us the rest of the band, Ryan?
No.
Three girls. He couldn't even give us him. Leonardo DiCaprio is 30.
Ah, got a deer chopped off.
What a great career that guy had.
What's going on with that Brazilian model?
He was so terrific in The Gangs of New York. One of the more underrated movies of our time.
Nene Hilario?
Nothing wrong with Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, that was great, too.
Wasn't he in something about a boat?
Very underrated there, lied poor guy.
What'd he say?
Which one, Nene Hilario?
Yeah.
Reiner Chris, I'll probably mispronounce his name. Chris Dreja is 59.
That's Dreja.
No, that's it. Dreja. Chris Dreja, and he used to be the Yardbirds.
You want to name all the Yardbirds that you know?
Oh, come on.
Sure.
Come on.
Dan,
why don't you just set one up on a tee?
Really? Is that too easy?
Bat?
Hey, Ryan, could you name the members of Led Zeppelin?
All right. Forget it.
Runs. Name the Beatles, please.
All right. Forget it.
All right. You had Jim McCarty on drums, Chris Dreja on rhythm guitar, Paul Samwell Smith on bass. The very dead Keith Relf on vocals.
Oh, dear.
And on guitar, take your pick. Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, one time or another. Mm. They were all in there. And at one point, both Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page were.
Hey, I'm impressed by that.
They're not
apparently
getting enough credit
for
what they did
to the Yardbirds. Now, they get plenty of credit, and it's all deserving. They had something. They were badass, boy.
As opposed to cream,
yes.
Callista Flockhart is 40.
Tore up.
What's left of her?
Tore up.
I will go to my grave saying she's good looking.
Tore up.
Yeah, I think she's good looking.
She's a mouse.
You break her in half.
No.
Skinny. Yeah.
She's put on some weight. She's not that anorexic anymore.
Dating Harrison Ford?
She's not that anorexic anymore.
He how old?
60.
A protein diet?
Hey.
Philip McKeon is 40.
I think that's Nancy McKeon's brother, and I believe he was in Alice.
And he is the first celebrity I ever saw in person.
Wow.
As somehow he was the featured celebrity in the Canton Pro Football Hall of Fame Day parade. God, was he giving you attitude? Did he have lots of attitude?
Is that when Steeler Dan was up and running?
The Canton Hall of Fame Day Parade was not in Zanesville, Reiner.
Oh.
It was in Canton at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he was like the grand marshal. Tommy from Alice was the big star they could land that day.
How far is Canton from Cleveland?
Like an hour.
So you've been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame before?
Uh-huh. A few times. I'm not doing that. Come on, Norm. Hang up on this.
Was up there yesterday.
I'm sorry.
That's it. Got to meet Dan's mother.
That's it.
Your mother was up there, Dan?
Hey, now.
Yeah, we were up here last night picking something up. Me and Ava and my mom.
I know, I saw Ava, and she was scared of me. She used to like me.
She loves you. All she could talk about was snow cones the whole way home.
I made her snow cones, and she wouldn't even say hello to me.
Hey, now.
She's looked at me.
Hey, now.
I don't know if every two-year-old is like this, but they're really talkative away from everyone else. But just very afraid to talk to anybody in person, but when you leave them, like all she talked about last night was Grego for the next hour.
Really?
Grego, snow cones.
Because I gave her a snow cone, and I said, you know what? You can get it all over you. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do.
You know, that's funny. After we do the show every night, that's all I talk about for the next hour, too.
Grego. Mm-hmm.
Snow Greg, cones. You're ripping Greg.
Snow Greg. Cones and Grego.
Although Ron's is my buddy, too, when I roll out the snow cone machine.
I sure am.
All of a sudden, he's my buddy then.
I sure am.
Rainbow? Do you make the rainbow snow cones?
You know what, Razor? I normally just go with three flavors. I normally just have the... When I roll out my own personal snow cone machine, I normally just have the strawberry, the blue coconut, and the grape.
Lobster.
Hmm. Do you let Reiner get it all over himself?
No, I make him have a napkin.
Demi Moore is 42.
Hot
she is
as
not.
Hell.
Is she really?
Mm. Uh-huh.
No, definitely hot.
You think that's a weird situation when she's out with Ashton Kutcher?
Aren't they engaged?
And her 14-year-old daughter?
They're not engaged.
Who, by the way, her 14-year-old daughter's going to be hot.
Yeah. I think they are.
I don't think they're engaged, Gribbs.
You know what? He's going to wake up one of these days and go, you know what? She's pretty hot for a 40-year-old, but I can get real hot 18-year-olds. And he's going to get real younger at that position. And let's face it, he's had that. And he's bound to be tired of it by now.
Andy Partridge is 51.
Of XTC?
Punxer.
Oh, wait. He's not of the Partridge family.
Well, who is he of then?
Let's
see. Line 4 guy, can you name the Partridge family?
It is of XTC. Wow.
You thought it was the Partridge family?
I don't know what I thought.
It's not a real family, Dan.
Can you name the Partridge family?
Yeah, it's not a real family, is it? Now that I think about it. He's not of the Huxtable family. Jonathan Winters is 79.
Absolute genius.
Love him.
He's a comedic genius.
You like when he popped out of that egg on Mork and Mindy?
Kid. He's my father's favorite comedian. Always has been. Him
hilarious.
And Red Skelton.
I wish they'd put out a
There's
DVD
nothing on him. Exactly.
Of the old Jonathan Winters show.
Yes.
That was genius.
They have these Dean Martin roast things in that, which are funny to a degree, but I'd love to see Jonathan Winters on anything.
Well, now here's some spares.
How about your mom?
No!
See, now that...
No!
Now that's not...
No!
See, that's the downside.
With the good, comes the bad, Reiner.
You'll have the downside of it. He doesn't know when to stop. He has no regulator.
No, he'll pick a fight with Mickey for no apparent reason.
Your butt hard.
Oh, thank
I worked
you,
the
Kibber.
Razor's Edge.
This is now it's you, Razor.
Oh, isn't there music or
You're
something?
You're giving the spares.
There's no little thing. Jason,
Razor, he just played a
second
bunch
and
of
starts
stuff.
Demanding all kinds of stuff.
Jason Bowen is 31.
I'm bowing up.
Anybody? I'm going to go ahead and just say anybody that Razor comes up with is going to be a hockey player.
Well, that one is.
Hockey.
So you're one for one. Here's one for you, line four guy. Ryan Hancock is 33.
Wonder why he's bringing that up.
A little bit too much emphasis on that last syllable.
Yeah.
We had a guy locally. Same second syllable.
And, of course, the police chief of Plano.
There you have it.
Chief Glasscock.
Ada.
His name?
Jim, is it Hyneman or Hinman?
Hyman.
He's 69.
Hey, 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 hey.
And he's a zillionaire.
The Hyman.
He got busted once.
Okay, line four guy.
Hey, 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 hey.
Steve Konowalczyk is 32.
Hockey?
Ah, yes.
Harry Lumley.
Okay.
78. Hall of Fame goalie. One of the greatest goalies of all time.
Roger, who was your favorite hockey player growing up in Canada? As you
Ken Dryden.
Really?
Yep. Ken Dryden.
Was he really that great?
He was as a player, but everyone tells me he's such a beating as a person.
Really?
That I've never met him.
But was he really that good as a player?
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
Yes, he was.
Well, then it doesn't matter how he was as a person.
Gilbert Perreault, 53.
No. Was he part of the French Connection?
Yes, he was.
With Rene Robert?
No. Yes.
And,
Go, go, Buffalo.
No, I'm drawing a blank.
Come on.
Did he play for the Islanders?
Rick. Rick.
Honeycutt.
Arnett.
Honeycutt.
Martin.
Oh.
They played for Buffalo?
Yeah, the Sabres.
The Loka?
The Tatonkas.
Do they really watch hockey a lot up in Canada and stuff?
Yeah, they do. And they also look at a lot of this. Lisa Welch Semler is 44.
Now, who are those people that played for the Islanders?
No.
Well, I did the... What was their big line, Razor?
The Islanders?
Yeah, they had some big line because they had...
Bossy, Trotsky, and Gillies?
I guess that was it. Because
I don't think they had a name.
Because they had a banner for them, because when we did the Arena League game up there...
Yeah.
Well, they love their Islanders.
They're building a new arena there, too.
Why? That other one's great.
It's old, antiquated.
It's just a beating to get to, I'll tell you that.
This one's going to have a lighthouse, apparently.
Genius.
Lisa Welch Semler, 44. Playmate, September of 1980.
Yeah, of 80.
Grego?
Yeah.
Yeah, Grego can name all of them.
Pretty much.
And finally, Warner Wolf is 66.
Oh, let's go to the tape.
The Wolf.
Major, prototypical, loud jokester sportscaster in New York and Washington.
I think he's the one that originated. Let's go to the videotape.
Is he?
I think so.
There's your spares.
Do not quote me on that, Razor.
Okay.
Born on this day, now dead, George Patton.
That's some genius.
Blood and guts. Tyler, what do you think?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
This is Fake Dan Bennett, and I approve this message.
Hey, Ticket here.
Gonna feel like hell tonight.
Check out the Ticket's Top 10. We take 13 hours and 10 minutes of each broadcast day and squeeze it down into 1 hour of the best stuff you didn't hear the first time.
Lie to me.
Check out the Ticket's Top 10, the highlights of what went down today. Every weeknight at 7, we're counting down the hits, the bits, and the HSOs to catch you up on what you missed on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.